Today we light the candle of hope. Just as the world waited for its Messiah many years ago, we also place our hope in this same deliverer. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. I invite the congregation to rise as we confess and receive forgiveness for our sins. In today's gospel reading, Luke presents two families, one led by Herod, the other led by Zechariah. Come, then, let us confess to our Heavenly Father that our family is frequently far too much like Herod's. We, like Herod, would rather rule than serve, wield power than submit in humility. We've sliced and diced spouses with our words.
Made selfish decisions that hurt our children.
And ignored clear warnings from your word. Jesus, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. I have good news for you. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he has had mercy on us. His blood was shed for all your sins and family failures. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as your family, we gather to receive anew the gifts of your wisdom and guidance. May they turn our homes into places of healing and abundance, so that Christ's love establishes us in mercy and grace. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.